Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding Chalo Daf Lamed Hey in the Oiz of Odor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Hey. So in the middle here of a sugya, the Gemara brought in Mechlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish, when you have Neshicha, you have breads that are biting from each other, touching each other, do you say the Katsur to be one big Chalo and one big dough and they're Chav and Chalo together? Or they're not Katsur to be one big dough and the Chiyuv Chalo is only Midera Bonim? So we ended last daf, and the Gemara brought a question, according to Rish Lakish, that says, that's Tamina Toiro. But we learned that you take Arba Revoim Umeshich. You take four quarters, and that's how you're going to fix the one Kav of Chala that got mixed up. And that has to take care of it on the Raisa level, because the one that got mixed up, L'chur is Chaya Midir Raisa. So if so, what does it help me to do a Shacha? You're doing here the biting, but the biting doesn't help Midir Raisa, only Midir Abana. So as we concluded yesterday's daf, Omar Rishayo, Tipoter, Shebo, Mi'isa, Sanosho. So says Rishayo, we're talking about that the original chiyuv, original obligation, wasn't a deraisa, it was only derabanan. The only reason it was chayv is because of neshicha, because of biting. It started with biting. And biting is only derabanan, so it starts with derabanan. That's why the one quarter that got mixed up originally was derabanan. That was answer number one. Continues now in the Gemara and brings another answer. So he says, I'll tell you another explanation. It's bringing it as a question. But you could say that B'yuchon Rish Lakish, when they have machlokes and the Shicha, their rights, their Rabbanon, that's the only when it was done on its own. Because what was the case we spoke about in a previous daf? Someone took many doughs and put it into one big bowl. So he's saying, they took many doughs, put it in one big bowl, and then it touched each other. He didn't put it together. He's not the one who made them eat from each other, bite each other. So it was done on its own, that's machlekes. It's not considered to be one, midir raiso, midir rabbanon. But he does it be adayim. He's the one who connects them. Even Rish Lakish will agree it's deraiso, and that will be the explanation in this Gemara. It's another answer. We're talking about really nishicha that works with deraiso. Continues the Gemara and says, afilu tamer shicha biyadayim machlekes, even if you want to tell me that by Adayim it's also machlekes. Rish Lakish holds and Ishicha is only working midir rabbanon. So going back to the original question, if we don't agree to the first answer, what is the pshat that when you have a kav of challah that gets mixed up, how do you fix it? By taking four kavin from another place and connecting it, but the connection with Neshicha is only their abundance. How is it going to help to the deraiso for that one kav that got mixed up? Answer the Gemara from him with base, noim abshim lokesh kedaiti. We'll say Rish Lakish goes l'shitoshoi. Dohom abshim lokesh b'shem chizkyo tevel botel barev. Rish Lakish says, in the name of Chizkio, the Tevel is Batel Barev. If I have a quarter of dough, which is still Tevel, which means, in other words, Afrash Chal is not done for it, and it got mixed up in a majority of Chulin, it's Batel Barev. Now, and as we learned till now we learned that it's never Batel, because you can fix it. Rish Lakish holds, it is Batel. And because it's Batel, Midir Raiso, so therefore you don't really have to fix it. The only reason we fix it is Midir Abanon. So then you can use Neshicha, which is Der Abanon. Rabbi Yosi bar Neroi, Omar Tevel Botel Beroiv. Another Shito that holds you say Tevel Botel Beroiv. Omar Rabbi Yochanan and a Tevel Botel Beroiv. Rabbi Yochanan said that Tevel is not Botel Beroiv, and this goes back to the sugya that we had in Trumas Perkdal, the Loch Aleph. And the reason Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Chaim here points out, is the reason Rabbi Yochanan was that once you have here Truma that you could fix, you don't say Bitul Beroiv. So Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitosa very well, because Rabbi Yochanan holds the neshicha works. That's our case. In our case, you have tevel. It's not about the beroif. How do you fix it? You take four kavin and connecting it to the one that got mixed up. Well, how do you connect it through neshicha? It has neshicha work with the raisa. So you fix it with the raisa level. Rish Lakish holds, I don't really have to fix it. Being the raisa, only with the rabbanon. So I use neshicha the rabbanon to help that. So they both go l'shitosa. Rabboi by memel, Rabilo, or alun uvdo kmei, Rav Yoso. They went in front of Rav Yoso to discuss the case of Tevel Botel Beroiv. Savin Meimar, Shnaim Rovim al Echot. Two or more than one. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, Ena Tevel Botel Beroiv. But Rishon Melokish said, in the name of Chizkio, and Rabbi Yosi bar Neroi, you have two shitas that say that Tevel is Botel Beroiv. So it's two against one, so we should be paskening like the two. Fleshami don't have seen Rishon Rishon Levi, Ena Tevel Botel Beroiv. There's another shita that says, you don't say Tevel Botel Beroiv, and that's Rishon Levi. We learned in the Mishnah that if you don't have a way to fix it from a different place, you do take chal from this dough. The Gemara understands you do it because of a problem deraisa. According to you, we talk about it, Rish Lakish is only derabanan. What are you doing? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosi, Kol Amo Moidi Shu Mafish. Everybody agrees, even if it's only in the Rabbanon, you still do a frasho. So if I have tevel that goes and mixes up with other dough, so even if you only midor rice, it's okay, you know, the Rabbanon is a problem, you still have to come and be mafresh the chal. Maplay, so what's the machlekes? Lachush la frasha shniyot. You have to do a frasha a second time. Mando my tevel bota beroiv. The one mando holds, so you say it is bota beroiv. I remove enoughless la'atar choron. If you picked up, you took out this challah, and then it fell into another place, ain't a chayish lafrosh hashinia. I don't have to be mafresh again. Because you don't say dimua. Dimua is when you have a mix-up of challah or truma with chulin, only in a deraisa level. But there are bottom level, you don't say that. Man, no, man, I tell you botel baroi, even though it's deraisa, it's not botel. And I have your obligation to do challah or truma. Arima said, no, lahatar choron, he picked up, he did a frosh, and he fell into another place, chayish lafrosh hashinia, you have a problem with dimua, and you have to go out and do it again. The machlekes of Yochanan Shlokish, if you say tel bota baroiv, is betevel shenitvel var toiru. Al betevel shenitvel midivreim, kol mamoidu shat tevel bota baroiv. If you have a dinder rice of tevel over here, explains Reb Chaim, the nigmor melachto, it's chayav midir raiso. So then you have a machlekes is bota baroiv or not. But if it's not finished yet the process, you're still in the middle of the process, so then everybody agrees that Tevel is Botel Baroiv. Hesi Rabboi Bar Kahana Kami Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Kahana asked, Patina Kayoitze, well, look at our Mishnah. This is our Mishnah. Kayoitze was Zaysi Masik, Shinis Arvum, Zaysi Nikuf. You have the olives of Masik, which means that are cut off, being harvested. Zaysi Nikuf were the ones that are Hefker. Or in Vibatze, Shinis Arvum, in Vayolos. You have the grapes of the batzi, or they're being harvested, that got mixed up with the other grapes, which are oilot, which are hefker, which are potter ben amayser. And we said over there, so then you have to come and fix it. So, well, why? Tell me divrei emu. It's tell me divrei emu. Why is tell me divrei emu? Says Reb Chaim, if the definition is nigmar melachta or not, zeisim were meant to make oil out of them. So it's still in the middle of the process. It's not finished yet. So it's only chiyuv of meiser min derabanan. So why do you say that here you have obligation? We're not talking about olives, talking about oil. The process has finished. The process is done. It's oil. I have an oil which is chaya midir rice and truma. They got mixed up with the oil which is potter because it's hefker. It's a chiyuv deraiso. So therefore here you don't say botel baroiv, and that works even if you hold that that only by the deraiso level there is a sheet that holds in no bottle wife. Now, as Reb Chaim points out, this whole discussion is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan that explained that our Mishnah is at the Raisa level. So then the safe of the Mishnah is also at the Raisa level, so you have to come and explain. According to Rish Lakish, the whole Mishnah is the Rabbanon level. So we said before, the mix of the whole thing we talk about the Rabbanon. So him Lishitasa, he holds that once you have Tevel that it's in the, that we Sarev, it is bottle wife, even if it's a Tevel of the Raisa. But because we're talking here from a derabanan level, a derabanan level, you have to come and fix it, even though it is not a chiyuv deraiso, you still have to fix it mid derabanan. So with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Lamed Hei.